right. You're right, all right? You can, the river agrees with you. The walls want to fall in. Everything you will see you say is true. But the halacha is the way we say in the Beis Din. You agree with us or not. And if you don't agree, you're in chayr. And that's how they saved the whole, the unity of the Jewish people. So that was the first great dispute of Ram Gamliel of Yavne. The second great dispute is with his own Talmid, Reb Yeshua ben Chananya. On this, there are many, many different ideas. I only want to tell you one idea. I don't say that it's exactly, that it's the only idea, but it certainly is a nuance that's present. Ram Gamliel disputed with Reb Yeshua ben Chananya three times. It's mentioned in the Talmud regarding three halachas. One time had to do with what day Yom Kippur would fall, meaning a dispute as to the calendar. What day was Rosh Hashanah? And naturally, if they disagreed what day Rosh Hashanah was, then the dispute was what day would Yom Kippur fall. And Rav Yeshua held that Rav Gamliel made an error in the calculation. The calculation was inaccurate. He was wrong. The witnesses were wrong. It wasn't correct. And Ram Gamliel told Rav Yeshua to stand up in front of the entire assembly. And he said to him, you know, Almod al raglecho, stand on your feet, Yeshua. And he told him, you come to me on your Yom Kippur with your wallet, with the pack on your back, with your shoes, with your staff, in order to show that it wasn't Yom Kippur. And Rabbi Yeshua did so. And Rabbi Yeshua came, so Ram Gamliel rose for him and kissed him. And he said, you are my teacher, my elder, greater than I am. But the bottom line was that Ram Gamliel was the Nossi. The second time, there was a private discussion regarding a question of a blemish in a firstborn animal. And Rabbi Yeshua held that it was permissible, and Ram Gamliel held it was not. And Rabbi Yeshua had told it to someone privately, his opinion, and that person had repeated it to Ram Gamliel. So Rabbi Yeshua held that publicly there was only one halacha, but that privately he didn't have to give up his ideas because Ram Gamliel disagreed with them. But Ram Gamliel held that he, even privately, he had to give up his ideas. And again, Ram Gamliel shamed him. He told him, Amod al raglecho, stand on your feet, retract. And he made him say, you know, and Rav Yeshua had to say something that, like I didn't mean it, or I didn't say it, or you misunderstood. He got out of it. And then the third dispute has to do with whether davening Ma'ariv, whether the prayer of Arvis is a chova or a reshus, whether it's an obligation or it's only it's a voluntary thing or it's obligatory. And there again they had the dispute, and again he had told the story privately to Reb Shimon ben Yochoi, and it came back to Ram Gamliel, and Ram Gamliel said to him, stand on your feet and retract. When that happened the third time, so then everybody in the Beis Medrash could stand it no longer. They felt that Ram Gamliel was high-handed. He had no right to treat Rabbi Yeshua that way. For most of the Meforshim, it's apparent that Rabbi Yeshua was probably older than he was. And therefore, they got together and they deposed Ram Gamliel. We have the Great Revolution. All of this on top of the Churban. It's a time of tremendous ferment. They deposed him, fired him, and they